I am Daniel Lucas and welcome to Love Letters. Love letters are a collection of love stories of people get lost, get crazy and disoriented in the name of love. We will learn from their stories and let be in their shoes to feel what it's like to be in love. And today, we gotta talk about courtly love. Courtly love was a medieval European literary conception of love that emphasized nobility and chivalry. Medieval literature has filled with examples of knights setting out on the adventure and performing various deeds of services for ladies because of the courtly love. This kind of love was originally a literary fiction created for entertainment of the nobility, but as time passed, these ideas about love changed and attracted a larger audience. In the High Middle Ages, a game of love developed around these ideas as a set of a social practices. Lovingly nobly was considered to be an enriching and improving practice. Courtly love began in the ducal and princely courts of Aquitaine, province of Champagne, ducal Burgundy in the Norman kingdom of Sicily. At the end of the 7th or 11th century, in essence, courtly love was experienced between erotic desire and spiritual attainment. A love at once illicit and morally elevating, passionate and disciplined, humiliating and exciting, human and transcendent, topic prominent with both musicians and poets. The topic was also popular with major writers including Dante, Petrarch and Geoffrey Chaucer. The term courtly love was popularized by Gaston Paris and has seen some under the wide variety of definition and uses. Its interpretation, origins and influences continue to be the matter of critical debate. While its origin is uncertain, the term courtly love was given a greater popularity by Gaston Paris in his 1983 article. Paris said courtly love was an idealization and ennobling discipline. The lover accepted the independence of his mistress and tries to make himself worthy by her by acting bravely and honorably, and by doing whatever deeds she might desire, subjecting himself to desire of others, to prove that there is ardor and commitment. Sexual satisfaction, Paris said, may have not been a goal or even result, but their love was not entirely platonic either, as it was based on sexual attraction. And Paris' definition was soon widely accepted and adopted. In 1936, C.S. Lewis wrote a solidifying courtly love as love of highly specialized sort, whose characteristics may be enumerated as humanity, courtesy, adultery, and religion of love. More to come, people. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.